So you know, a computer is a human machine, not a camera. So consciousness is oxygen. And that's all the oxygen will do for you, make you conscious. It will not make you smart. But then your parents have to program you, and then you become a computer. They call it intellect, not intellect.
That's so.
Good. They tell you how to function. So they punch in A, and then they press record, and then press replay, and A comes back. They think of pressing A, press record, and then press replay, and B came out. You got one screwed up computer. So that's exactly what you got. We ain't got anything here that you can oxygen other than consciousness. But consciousness works in three speeds, like a camera works in three ways. Some cameras, you got to take the film out and take it over to the jerk down the road to do that. Mm-hmm. The other one does what?
It develops itself.
Now listen carefully. Good. And then you got one they call a video camera.
Mm-hmm.
You're very right.
Good. Okay, you're catching on now why we call it camera.
Huh? You understand now? Oxygen is the gas that allows you to be conscious, which is a form of... you can be kind of a jackass of the other family, where it's just like this. So you have limited genetic potential and weak bad spirit, why it won't come down?
Yeah, it's the down on the weak family.
Weak is true. But you can see it, it's different. Red wine and weak family. Red's different.
And be surprised, like Mr. Castro was surprised, there is no brain called
weakness. Okay,
there's
a brain called
tumor. That's one of the weak families.
And
everything in the world. So
we've got two families.
Okay, do you remember? Barley is
the weak
family. Oh. My God. So there's only two grains. You have barley.
That's
the weak family. You have rye.
That's the weak family.
You have millet. You have corn.
Corn, that's the second one.
We have two more to go now. I'm giving you the weak family.
Would that be a safe deal? And they say swallow the seeds whole is the way I've heard it recommended, the way it works.
but I've been kind of wondering about that. I have avoided it. Yeah, linseed oil is put, which is a commercial
flax will not help you if you're an eater of pizza pie, man.
How long do you have to have that out of your body? Have I got enough flax to eat any of that to advantage, or should I just... Some of those things, like psyllium, they work to clean your colon, but they only work if your colon's clean, so what's the sense of taking them?
Yeah. Now you're understanding.
Okay. All of
what about
I
buckwheat? Now you can call that a wheat? Or is that a major?
That's one of them.
Okay, that's seven right there.
Good, you have
it. What is it?
Buckwheat.
I said buckwheat before.
I know. But he said it was oat, barley, rye, corn.
Okay.
With a different south line.
Buckwheat and
flax
and...
I was born here in the country.
And hayseed. Buckwheat and millet are both south line.
What was the other one? Can I ask you that again?
Both in the wheat family? They're in the grain family, but wheat is a label for different functions.
What's the function?
Oat, again,
to make beer.
Wheat and rye are so close, they have triticale, which is a combination of them. It's real easy to have. Also.
You ask a father, you can sell the wheat, or he's going to ask which one you want. Oat, barley, rye.
Well, what is the stuff you buy when you're buying wheat?
A label for the product.
But it's not oats, barley, or rye.
It's going to sell you which one you want. You come in here as my wheat factory.
But the health nut bread has a combination. Or you can buy oat nut bread or different
yeah,
nut
seven
bread.
Grains.
Don't go fooled by a label, man. You go ask anybody who knows what work with it, and I have to inspect it day in and out for a profession. They're going to tell you, there's also
and wheat is
well, you know,
that, the ingredients.
That's probably true, because in the same way in health food store, if you go in and ask tamari and they give it to you, they're kidding you, because there's no tamari in the United States.
I know that. Man, look, I have to work in those things on inspection services.
That's what I thought. There is a tamari, and it's in Japan.
Tamari is a Japanese name
for a byproduct of miso, which is not
far away, but fermented soy fluid. After 40 days of fermentation, and the solid is taken out, leaving the iron content in a state of...
You see, if the alligator never met the turtle, the dinosaur wouldn't come out. But in between alligator and turtle and dinosaur is a little fella. Looks like a part turtle, part alligator. But he's big as this, from that part of the door to this part here. And the body comes up and he gets the cut of a nut far up. He tears the cut and he gets pulled.
He's
a cross between the alligator and the turtle. Then the next level up is dinosaur. Here he dropped off the what? No, the shell part and converted it into
a tail.
Progressively, each one got the chiropractic adjustment. Right up to the gorilla. See, he came in this way, throwing off all the shells off his back. And he's walking around and then Mother Nature says, that's about time we make human beings. Throw a rock in his ass. And he called himself man. Now that's the only difference between a gorilla and a human being. It's right there here. And every chiropractor and every doctor knows a kick in this spot here will straighten you up. Funny joke, eh? But that's it. The lower lumbar takes you from this position to this position.
don't like it, but they're stuck with it. Funny jokes, but they just close enough. I love it. I'm stuck in it. Of all the areas in my body, that's the most vulnerable spot. It's right here.
Just your body or everybody's body?
Everybody that has a copper base body. Now, if you're a martial artist, and you know what to kick there, you're treating as a nice little boy or girl after. Because, you know, you're going to be like this. You ain't able to walk because you've been invalid for the rest of your life.
So what are the strong spots?
Hmm?
There's a weak spot. What are the strong spots of the carbon body? Huh? The hand?
The one problem that your body can, well, you can't have a strong spot, is that you have joints that makes you vulnerable all the time. And the martial arts is only to protect you so that you don't make your joints vulnerable to the opponent. But we learned as a kid, we don't study martial arts like how you said in this country. Now, parents will tell us one simple thing. If somebody hits you and you get up, when you hit them, make sure that they don't get up. But if you want to be their nursemaid for the rest of their life, then you hit them at a certain spot and they show you the spot to hit them. And if you don't want them to get up, they show you another spot where you hit them. And that's the end of their training. Simply because the jungle don't have friends. When the cougar jump on you, you better hit it. And you better know where to hit it. So I didn't learn martial art like most people learn. I learned it to survive. So then I was attacked in New York by a bunch of guys, and I defended myself against my dad, my dad, the kid. I kicked the two of them, they went over, the third one got up a second time, and I hit him again, he went down, and I took off. I realized my dad tricked me to believe that I'd pin him to the ground. From that day on, I said, no. I'm true with the martial arts because somebody hit me, I can hit them once, and they say, look. And in this society, you can't do that to nobody hit them once, and it's over for them. You know where they put you. So, a new professor is better than a cure. I don't want a cure for it. The elements are around the clock. They're the basic, they don't change. There are gases also assigned to the body. In the red range, we have hydrogen. That's assigned to the red, the hydrogen. Nitrogen is assigned to the green. And oxygen is assigned to the blue. These are referred to as the three most important gases in your body. And the fourth one is an exhaust gas. It's called a carbon dioxide, or a CD. A CD has two functions. C, to construct or rebuild. D, to destroy or decimate. Carbon dioxide will do that to you. Your own waste products will kill you. And your own waste products can be recycled to rebuild. Yeah.
What I really wanted to ask you, sister, is that what time and what quantity and would you drink your own urine? If midstream Ed was telling you, what time of day would you do that?
In the morning.
Like 7 a.m. or morning?
The thing.
Hey, you're talking to yourself.
5 o'clock.
And 7 o'clock. And you drink it midstream. Just like an arm. And it is like, is it a homeopathic thing where it would help heal your kidneys?
Yeah.
And some, how would it help? How would that happen?
You're replacing your unnatural, your exalts that the body has thrown out. But in the first place, most people do these things without understanding and knowing what the heck they're doing. Number one, if you drink your urine, what are you getting? And you keep your mouth shut.
Well, I did it once since then.
And what are you getting when you drink your urine?
Or filtrate, or some ammonia in it, I don't know, water, liquid.
Uric acid?
You said uric acid.
What time are you going to drink it?
Uric salt. What time? Mm-hmm. Well, you said in the morning.
Where? What location may you?
Usually standing.
I know, but
in the bathroom.
I know.
Call in time?
Hmm?
Oh. Call in time?
No, I'm talking when you're going to catch it to drink it.
Midstream in a cup.
Perhaps. Put it next time under a microscope and convince yourself that there's not a single thing present in that liquid. It's 100% distilled water.
It's interesting that the urea crystal looks like a coffin.
I do.
Exactly.
It's 100% distilled water. You couldn't buy it living in a jungle no matter how you tried.
Tasted interesting.
It's flat.
Yeah, it was.
Because it has no elements in it.
That's what it tastes.
The elements come out in the first secretion, and they come out in the last elimination. In between, it's 100% distilled water. So you're not drinking your urine. That was a way to get the people to do what? Get distilled water centuries ago to clean out their, what? Their veins or their arteries?
Colon.
You drink water to clean your colon?
Yeah, hydrate my system.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so you do, right? You drink water to do what?
Replace liquids that have lost.
Lost, yeah.
To replace it.
The only way to clean your colon is if you change it to an isotonic solution, but it isn't salt.
You drink water to clean what?
And that's the bill.
Hmm? You drink water to clean what?
The kidneys is one of the things.
Keep talking. I'm listening to you so you'll get your facts straight and don't talk nonsense.
And bladder.
What you got in your kidney and your bladder?
The nephrons in the kidney are one of the things.
Where is it coming from?
Where is what coming from now?
Yeah.
Where is the waste product come from or with the water?
The waste product is going to be moved down by the water
blood.
Through your mouth.
The blood.
Oh, see how you're answering your question more correctly now for the first time?
You're keeping the blood.
While you're drinking the distilled water in the form of a label called urine, filtered by your body naturally, if you didn't have a filter machine to do, what is it going to do for you actually?
White blood cells.
No, fill it.
White blood cells.
You're cleaning your bloodstream.
Antibody. The blood.
By your own natural filtration of the water that you've been taking into your system at a certain time, that doesn't have any minerals to act as a filtering fluid, devoid of minerals to wash out unnecessary minerals from your bloodstream. So when they tell you about drinking your urine, most people got the erroneous notion of taking in a lot of stuff. When the doctors are laughing to hell, but they can't make a living with it. Who wants to make a living with it? They rather sell you a bottle of uric salt for you to go drink to get what? Homeopathic or what?
Homeopathic or
not allopathic. Homeopathic filtration of your homeopathic filtration of what?
What?
Yeah.
You're filtering out the uric salts that are in the blood by magnetic attraction.
That's all you're going to get from it, and that's all Mr. Gandhi ever got from it, and any jerk, including myself, ever got out of it. It's a cheap form of filtration. But there's no money for a doctor.
It really doesn't do anything for the kidney.
It'll clean the kidney from accumulating waste products in it that is sitting there from you not going to the bathroom to urinate because you don't drink sufficient water. Huh. So don't go blame your body. Blame yourself for what? Being uninformed. But when you're informed, how much glasses of water you drink a day?
It depends on how much water you drink. I would say if a person is overweight, sometimes they can try not drinking any water. And otherwise, I think...
I've got to ask him a simple question. How many glasses of water do you drink?
Well, actual water?
Yeah, water, not in the form of tea or coffee or soup. How much water do you drink a day?
Very little. On the average, very little.
Good. Yeah. Now, whenever you drink a glass of water and you piss after it, is it piss clear or colored? Or you don't look?
Well, no, I look, but I take a vitamin every day.
I don't care if you take 100 vitamins. When you drink a glass of water and you piss, is it piss colored or clear?
I don't know. I've never just taken the
good,
water.
Then find out next time what you're doing. You drink 3 glasses of water. Which one of the pisses that come out is clear or dark? Then you'll know for sure what the water does to your body.
You already have full glass of water. When you put extra water in, you're just expelling that fluid.
So if you're taking your own urine that is distilled, 100% distilled water, under the fancy label of urine, could have been sold in a store called distilled water, you wouldn't know the difference because it's the same thing. Your body would, on the 3 sessions, the first and the last session, would be colored urine. The middle is clear as you put it in. Because there's nothing there to come out. You only bring out the first and last sessions of the acid in your system. So all the water you drink in the world isn't going to do what?
And bring any of those toxins out.
So the percentage of water that is needed to bring out the toxins is when?
Percentage of it? Is when? In the morning?
No, it's the first glass and the last glass of the day.
Oh.
All the rest of the time is what? Is that running through and doing nothing?
That's
12, 24 ounces of water. You drive a day in a car, man, and going across the country, you drink beer, wine, or you drink water, or you drink coffee. 9 times you drank what?
Coffee.
When you have to piss, how many times is it clear versus how many times is it dark? Usually when we arrive it's dark, and when we take off it's dark, and the rest of the time it's what? You're drinking black coffee.
Clear. I can't think of any time, but it's
you got the facts wrong. You probably should know this. Now you know why I travel in a car and I don't sleep. Because why? If I sleep, what do I draw?
Yeah.
Okay.
You throw out something valuable,
then. Good. So if you don't sleep,
what do
you throw out? Nothing.
You don't throw out.
So only on your arrival, you urinate, and when you leave, you urinate. Those are only 2 times after you can leave your body. The rest of the time, you're doing what? Filtering, functioning, keeping your organs what? Operating on time all the time. You get tired? How many times you travel with me around the clock? You get tired?
I'd say you not get tired.
That's the physics I'm using, man. I'm not using magic.
Also, the physiology of the body motivates better on vertical instead of
also, if I follow what you eat, then I don't get as tired, even though sometimes it seems outlandish, even according to solar, but I know you know what you're doing. I found that out.
Because I'm using momentum to mass in reference to chemistry, to position of the planet. Okay, hydrogen is in the morning in the red. Nitrogen is in the green in the afternoon, and oxygen is towards nighttime in the blue. And these are your 3 major gases, but they have functions. Every mineral assigned to the body
or gas has three basic functions. Like it or not, you're stuck in it anyway. One is called host. And I'd like to see if you can explain to me or tell me what you think the word host means.
Host. Well, with holy, like as in whole, comes to mind, and the T would be the person, holy, sane person, host.
What's your word of host?
I think more something that allows something else to come in and occupy some of the area that that particular thing is in. Helps carry it through.
Anything else?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you think? Host means to you?
Something that lets something else attach to it.
A giver, a provider.
Like a host. Somebody who you go to their house and they're very benevolent and kind and they share and they give, they don't ask. They're very gracious. Like Pam. Pam is our host.
Oh, hello, Pam. You heard that? Are you the host in the house today?
God is the host. The host.
Holy
Spirit.
Host.
He's a dude. The host.
I think of chemistry. I'm going to put chemistry in. Or actually physiology, maybe. I remember seeing or a parasite latch on to a host and then it could do its thing.
Jesus called the communion way for a host.
So like cancer with a host cell.
A host cell.
A holy thing.
No, the host of this house is who?
The environment.
Okay, the host of this house is who?
And sometimes you feel like a hostage,
but... Who is the host of this house?
The creative power, innate and in all.
Who is the host of this house? You couldn't come in here if the host never invited you. Who is the host of this house?
Nature. Nature abhors the vacuum.
Who is the host of this house?
Nature Pan,
right. I wouldn't arrive here if you didn't invite me to come. So the host of this house is the person who occupies it and runs it and provides an opportunity for others to partake in a group activity. So fundamentally, the word host is provider. But it could be abused. So the host has another function besides providing.
She provides the floor for us to light up at night. Right?
Yes.
Good. You provide a roof that we don't get wet from the rain to get pneumonia. Good. It's an interesting phenomenon. We all work like hard to get a roof over our heads so we don't get wet. The next one is monitor. That's another function a mineral has,
clearly of it's assigned to.
Host, we know, the one who provides others to come in. What's a monitor now?
Well, man it or it. Man, I, cross, or.
continually checking.
Correct. Something that is continually, is she not continually checking to see if you guys need me? Is she not continually checking to see if you want to go to what, cherry pie or a strawberry pie? Huh? So that's for the monetary, but that's for the horses.
And the third condition of mental health
is guess. So there are two types. First, let's find out what is a guess.
Guess.
Something that's there by invitation.
Congratulations.
Temporarily, though?
Indefinitely.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Temporarily, usually. Usually has a connotation. What the Germans say, a guest is like a fish they smell after 3 days.
Interesting. No, you say you're a guest. A guest is a what? A person or an individual what? Who is invited by the host or the monitor, right? There are only two types of guests in this way. Cooperative and non-cooperative.
For that reason, nature makes sure
that your minerals operate on time efficiently. But when you do a misapplied decision, there is no sin, by building up your own ego drive to put something into your mouth, you must pay the consequences for the misapplied decision. And then you'll have a non-cooperative guest. Let's take those 12 basic minerals, and you'll have it on your chart. Where is potassium and manganese operating as hosts?
In 3 to 9.
Hmm?
No. Potassium violet, and that's
where are they acting as hosts? Where is manganese and potassium?
Where in the body?
Acting as hosts in the biological clock. That's what I'm talking about.
Separately. 7 to 9,
Cassie. Aha! Now listen to what you just said. From when to when?
7 to 9 in the morning.
7 what time?
A.M.
Uh-huh.
To 9 a.m.
You sure now? That's all?
Well, magnesium's from 10 to 11, and then potassium's from 11 to 1.
Keep talking.
A.M.
Uh-huh. Keep talking.
You have magnesium.
Oh, again? Where?
3 to 5 p.m.
1 to 3 p.m.
What? Manganese?
Magnesium.
I said manganese and potassium.
Oh, manganese. No.
From when to when?
10 to 11 p.m. Manganese.
Keep talking.
Potassium, 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
So that tells you what? Now, from when to when, these two elements are acting as hosts. From when to when?
9 p.m. to 9 a.m.
Ah, interesting phenomena.
12
you
hours.
Mean 12 hours of the biological clock, two elements
are taking full control of your existence from day one to midnight eternity. To act as host, monitor in your organism, right or wrong? Mm-hmm. And you ain't gonna sin in my guarantee. But they'll always act as host, monitor. Together they work as what? As a perfect couple between men and women.
7 and 9.
Good. Independently, then?
9 to 3.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, huh? Now there is no other element in the whole clock set up to have such a wide range of what?
It's
control?
In case it's self control.
Good. Then you know, dirtiness is next to godliness. Right?
Well, if you get substance, you wouldn't say that.
If you want to clean your colon, friend, you better get 2 basic elements going in there. Otherwise, they're going to bury you with a constipated gut. The only alternative we got is take the water from your cistern or hang a gourd and straddle the river. You got one in the bathroom, it's called lower body evacuation service today. Otherwise known as a colon irrigator. In the old days, it was a coconut gourd.
I don't know, it's well known about potassium being eliminated, but manganese too.
Yeah. KM is what?
Potassium.
And what?
And manganese.
Well, you better. Are you magnesium or manganese? As man.
Manganese.
Oh, good. Then if you don't have manganese, you're going to keep you? You can't be human. What is the function of manganese?
Well, I know it has a lot to do with your spine and things like that.
No, listen to what you're saying. No, listen to what you're saying. It has a lot to do with your what?
Spine and brain and nervous system and fat, lipid metabolism.
So that tells you your whole structure of your skeleton, in order to be a geometrical shape, is predetermined by a basic mineral. Come, let us make a magnesium geometry, or come, let us make a man. Or a manifestation. What was he talking about? Now he's talking to the us. Us is who? Some bird sitting in a tree or a bunch of elements? If you're going to put them together, those elements, these are the 12 basic, you know, these are not trace minerals. 12 basic minerals that are necessary for you to function as a form. Which one from your clock now to assign, and I didn't make it, I'm stuck in it, by the spectrum. Which one runs the whole gamut that maintain that skeletal structure? You don't give it there. How many hours it will have to be there?
Actually, manganese has a wider range, even the potassium, because it starts at 9 o'clock and has a 9 o'clock. It has more distribution across the world.
Correct. Now you're learning something about yourselves and your structure. Without your manganese, you ain't a man, nor a woman. And man is only a man of the womb. And if a woman don't put no manganese in her diet, what you can get? You ever heard of miscarriage? No, a miscarriage, Moshe? Who has miscarriage?
Someone without
high enough manganese level. Yeah. So every woman who is forced to be what? Carrying a baby and forced to have foods that are high in what? Potassium and manganese, otherwise that baby ain't gonna make it. So they said she miscarried, right? Or she miscarried. So when you come out looking and breeding, your mom and pop may be lousy sons of a gun. You gotta give them credit for making it true. But you come out looking the way you're looking. Could be worse. They could have goof up a tree before he decided to come out. You know, it's called abort. Or abort. The birth, not the birth, is the question. Sounds funny?
basic element would throw up the manganese level. Would sodium be one of them?
Friend, what turns off a man and a woman? Our mouth or our mouth?
Mouth.
Congratulations.
Without
hesitation. And what turns off a man and a woman? His buttocks or his mouth?
His mouth.
Buttocks.
His
buttocks?
It could be either way.
A woman is motivated by the hearing, and a man is motivated by the seeing.
Yeah.
That doesn't say they cannot be motivated by the seeing and hearing in combination. 9 times out of 10,
you were wrong, eh?
Nature has set up that the man is motivated by what he sees more than what he hears, and the woman is motivated by what she hears than what she sees.
So
when you combine the two of them, then you have the balance male and female. And you have to come back to manganese and potassium again. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hanging around here to talk to me, and I wouldn't be hanging to talk to you either. The functions of these two elements are responsible for you being male-female. You can't be formed from 2 sperms or 2 ovums. So in a male body, manganese is more predominant. And in a female body, potassium is more predominant. Who goes to party first, the man or the woman?
The woman.
Yeah? Why?
Since the man will leave the
school. No, because she carries the baby. The man doesn't carry the baby. He quit the job the first time he brought her from Jupiter. You know, I don't care either.
Yes,
yeah,
stomach.
Rib.
Good. Now, we know a man can be a surrogate parent for pregnancy, but it isn't functional. The woman is designed to be more functional, so she carries it. But basically, it's the potassium and the manganese that are involved. She has more potassium, she has more manganese.
What did you think about the Supreme Court ruling on abortion?
What?
What did you think about the Supreme Court ruling on abortion, making it illegal in the United States to have abortion except for medical reasons?
What did you say, friend? Want to be a human being. No matter how much the woman is dilated.
What if you do a sonogram, you see the heart and fetal movement?
Let's put it this way. If
see how you can fool yourself. All the so-called parts of the anatomy that they may see inside the woman's tummy doesn't make it what? A human being to breed on its own.
They have to follow their reasoning through to. Now that they have that law, they have to issue birth certificates for fetuses that perish. Otherwise, they haven't carried their law through.
Well, I know that.
I know what their own descriptions say. I know what they say.
The church will make them shrink in their head until they're dead.
They say after 90 days, there's an ego there. An ego means that there's a liberal.
Now, remember what you're saying.
Ego, not
if the baby aborts inside the womb by a miscarriage, who is to blame?
According to the teaching, it would be lack of magnesium.
Lack of what?
Mineral.
Who are you going to blame now?
Well, see,
how are you going to find excuses for what?
Well, it depends upon.
How are you going to find excuses for what?
Excuse.
A woman can
really
make a statement in her own mouth, and the mineral can quit. What are you going to do now? See, that way you don't know. Are you here to make the doctor wake up? Are you here to change society? They got to live with their illusions. But a woman can make statements in her own mouth, and the sperm is dead in her. Just as much as the ovum can cancel itself inside of her. So what are you talking now? You're not a human being until the cord is cut and you breed on your own. All the illusions that we want to foist on society to make it responsible for their actual cognitive morality, which a moral person is not immortal.
How do children claim to have heard their parents sing to them or feeling in the womb when they're taken back?
The programming.
They're
can it keep you if you didn't read and you cut the cord? Even if you felt all these things inside the room and you come out and you don't breathe right, why do they keep you?
Attachment.
If you don't breathe, why would they keep you?
In fact, as far as memory, you can remember your spermal memory.
I know that.
Psychologists, conventional psychologists.
The point is this, if you don't breathe on your own, would they keep you after you're dead? When you come out of the womb?
Well, neonatologists do, and some children, because of the time it buys, do progress.
Where? You don't breathe when you come out and they cut the cord. What they'll do with you?
That's why your mother, you're dead.
Why would they keep you? As a museum piece? To show somebody here something that didn't know how to breathe that came out?
Well, they do take children right out of the womb, and they do intubate, and they do, and the child
will...
Friend, I've been down there, and I've seen them all, and some of them, they'll keep it right up to 9 months.
Oh, I know.
On the machine.
It's absurd.
And as soon as they take off the machine, and they don't breathe again, okay. What do they do with it? No. They use them in the lab because I've been there. Hershey Company has been there over how many days?
How many days were we there?
Yeah.
We only went at the hospital one day.
And how many of them were hanging around there for 1 month?
But none of them were like, they were all breathing, using pumping oxygen.
They weren't breathing, they were being pumped in by what? Mechanical devices to keep them growing.
Yeah, but they weren't like in a liquid with that cord and all that.
Isn't it necessary to have a liquid in the cord to pump oxygen into the tissue?
Apparently it burns the tissue out if you do it ahead of time.
So when it stops.
Anything that has blood, that
iron. Think that.
Keep talking. Tell me, keep talking.
I think
you're
really sorry.
Iron.
Oh,
a tamarind
probably was iron. Keep talking. I'm listening to you, Iron.
Iron. I mentioned plums have iron.
Good, good. You're getting well. Yeah.
But you see, iron is it a guest or a host at that time, did it?
It's a guest.
Yes.
Well, here is something more important.
It's a big guest.
All basic elements. All. And they're crowded with them, right? They must come in to be a host, monitor, guest principle in the morning in a food called almond. Because the word is Persian, means the whole world, all, mon means world, all 12 basic minerals are present in one food, and that's in an almond. You'll never find it in another food on the planet. Go look for it where you find it, I'll join you. But you got all 12 basic minerals present in one food, and it grows where?
Okay.
So when would you eat it?
In the morning.
So that's to set up what is known as the security balance in your body, so that like the same way you go to an airport, they have a little gadget there that no passenger can pass through without being scanned. Years ago, the passenger and the workers had to pass through, and the pilot could walk around without being accosted. But today, they don't even let the pilot through because he turned out to be a phony.
Yeah, that was about 2 years ago.
So now everybody walks through that unit to be examined. And they ain't inventing anything new that the hydrochloric acid in your stomach didn't set up. The hydrogen and the chlorine is your scanning device for all 12 basic minerals set up by nature a long time ago to scan out some of the virus that is trying to hide behind the scenes. Now you know, back here, if you don't put it in your mouth, you put what in your mouth? Foods that are virile to your system. When do you put in something that is bacterial to your system? In your mouth.
All the time.
All the time. Bacterial food?
But it's going to occur in the mountain perspective.
Me too. You know, back here is a tissue, though. You know. And when you cook it, that means the final part you're going to get bacteria in that house. The only time you can get a bacteria there is you have your rope. That's a raw tissue. You can't get a bacteria in a plant. So don't fool yourself. No. So you're confined to your own mouth.
If you cook it, you eat the plant raw, you get bacteria.
Which one?
They abound. Like, you get the primary source of acidophilus is on grass. Or at least that you can grow what they call the jubilee off of that. You don't need to melt at all.
Now listen to what you're saying to yourself. Anytime you need those substances, you're sick, man. You've been eating all the time.
Yeah,
if you're eating on time, with a healthy cup.
You'd have a healthy fluoride.
Good, tell me more. The hydrochloride went on time. There's not a single thing, viral or bacterial, can do like this.
You get through it.
Good.
That's why they...
That's why you have a scanning device that even the pilot don't get through. Not even the owner of the company can get through. Everyone has to pass through the examination. So there is no way of bacteria.
That's why the quickest way to get Montezuma's revenge down is to go take antacids from New Mexico. Sure way to get it.
And so who is at fault?
People not understanding the hydrochloric acid and what it does to bacteria.
So you got the facts there. You put in your almond in the morning, and if it's pre-soaked, it's already setting up what now? Why you pre-soak your almond to eat it?
It's already starts the digestive process.
Hmm?
It starts the digestive and you know it can lubricate.
You tell me, he doesn't know.
Why you put it on to preset the hydrochloric level. In fact, I just figured something out of Donald. The reason acidophilus works for sick people is because if it worked for you well, the stomach acid would have to be off because you would digest your acidophilus.
So keep talking.
Your stomach acid has
who
to be
off. Who the heck uses acidophilus?
Other than sick people.
Who does what? Vomit all the time. So let's get some facts. Person don't vomit, don't need it. So people with sour stomach needs it. Yeah, they're vomiting. Their own body's killing them. Now let's get down to some facts. Why you pre-soak the
alcohol? To activate the nitrogen.
Good.
To hydrogen. To enter willpower.
What is the almond? What type of food is it? Under the five categories of food.
Protein.
Good. What kind of protein you must have in order to stay alive?
Nitrogen protein. Nitrogen protein.
So, if you cook the almond, what happens to the almond?
Bye-bye nitrogen.
Now, if it's raw and you pre-soak it, what you got?
If it's raw and you pre-soak it, you have activated and started it. Is it a pseudo-sprouting action or is it a real sprouting?
It's a real sprouting action. There's no pseudo there. What have you done to it now?
If you left it in long enough, it would start to grow.
Yes, it'll grow. Huh. After 7 days, the sprout comes out.
Really?
So yeah.
Huh.
2.5.
You'd have to pour it off so it wouldn't ferment.
That's right. That's why you don't sprout more than 3 days quantity because the minerals will what? Leach off into the water. You must use up the water.
And drink the water too.
Yeah, so that's why you only soak it for enough for 3 days and drink the water.
Hmm.
But if you don't, you're leaching out the minerals. But you'll speed up the nitrogen action for germination to get it to grow.
So you get maximum nitrogen action like on a third day, is that what you're
that's
saying?
That's right. That's your nutrient. So that's what your elements are in your almonds. They're 12 and they're ready to do the job. And the time of day is in the morning. Now, it's the number one anti-cancer food. Mr. Casey done gave it a long time. Today he's gone on classification, but they're finding out he was right. Mr. Fabio Aroli found out he was right too. That protein must go in first as a major important food in your stomach before anything. So don't eat an apple before you eat an almond in the morning. Or else you automatically shut down the hydrochloric acid and reduce its potency. The potency of the hydrochloric acid is predetermined by the input of the protein and the type of protein. So a protein that is tissue based going in the morning, hydrochloric acid will not be optimum. If a protein that is a fiber base containing all 12 basic minerals, such as the almond in a state of germination, the hydrochloric acid is optimum. That's facts. There is no way to get around it anymore. You either function or you bury it. But that's exactly what you got to work with. So the protein going in the morning with the highest nitrogen reaction is an almond. It regulates your hydrochloric acid. It's your main monitoring device and your main host and your main guest. All three functions are there in the morning. Now, if it has all 12 basic minerals, would any of those minerals be non-cooperative?
No.
Good. So if you eat your almond in the morning, you'll automatically have what?
Balance.
Your whole body is in what? Total synchronicity with all the basic elements in the time.
Okay. So it's type of equilibrium, some sort of equilibrium.
That's right. So now, almond is the only food that will blend with citrus fruits. Citrus fruits will not blend with others. You create a reaction in your system. Almond is the only one that blends. Why?
Well, they must not sense what the citrus does is block the hydrochloric acid. That's what it does. With an alkaline reaction, somehow the almond's able to almost adjust itself by containing its own chlorine and somehow utilizing hydrogen in some way. The almond would have to approach self-digestibility somehow, or with a minimal amount of resistance. I don't know how that sets the hydrochloric acid down.
All 12 basic minerals are accounted for in the hydrochloric acid.
All 12 are accounted to in the almond or the hydrochloric acid?
In the hydrochloric acid, and they're present in the almond. Then the 12 basic minerals, what are the 12 basic minerals?
Okay, name them off.
Yeah.
One, the host at that calcium, time. Calcium, chlorine, carbon, potassium, phosphorus. Magnesium, manganese, iron, and fluorine.
No. Is any missing?
No.
Now, if you bring hydrogen, what is hydrogen supposed to do to the 12?
Give it animate.
Good. Does an orange have all 12?
No.
An orange must do what? Integrate with an almond or what?
Integrate because the other has the almond acts almost like a human being, so it acts with its system.
Does the orange or citrus fruit contain all 12 minerals?
No.
What would it do when it comes in contact with the almond?
Gravitate toward the almond to complete itself.
Now you answer your question correctly scientifically. So what is it doing? Integrating or not?
Integrating.
So it's forced to do what? Accept the combination as a rational function without creating a reaction in your stomach at what time of the day?
Morning.
Good. Now you put in any other food in with the orange and see what it'll do. That is not of a citrus base. It's like a melon too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they found it. They don't know why. It turns instantly alkaline upon hitting the stomach. The other fruits don't do that.
I know that, and that's the reason why it's there.
It will not react
with any other food compatible except the almond. The almond is the only food containing all 12, because the citrus food lacks certain minerals to make it complete out of the basic 12. Therefore, it's rounded out by interacting with the almond, and that completes it. So if the two are coming together now, would you say that almond and an orange makes a perfect couple or a lousy pair?
A great couple.
Good.
Now let me ask a question pertinent to me here. On my varicose veins, if I am not in a position to do that at 11 o'clock, can I eat almonds, get my protein, and eat my orange at 8 o'clock on days that I can't do that and get enough things, or can I... Or is there a way of doing that? Or can I eat a real early breakfast out of stomach time? Or I just have to figure out what to boil the orange at 11 o'clock. I'll keep it always managed to do.
I was trying to figure that out before, and how are you going to do that at school?
Now, listen, during one thing, I don't want to be short.
If your work interferes with your health, then adjust the intake to match your work. If I had to work at 10 o'clock and I couldn't get my almonds and oranges together, when I woke up at 6 o'clock to get ready to go to work, I'd eat my almonds with my oranges right then and there and wait a couple hours after, carry the other food where I'm going to work and eat it. So therefore I don't have a problem, and I used to do it because I had to work around the clock many times.
Well, in the case of boiling an orange though, that becomes...
I'll boil the orange and the almond and eat it at 6 o'clock when I get up to take my bath.
Okay, and then eat your regular breakfast later at work. You lose the benefit of spleen time though.
Benefit of spleen time am I going to lose now? Tell me.
It would be warehoused without harm.
Yeah, it would be used later.
That's all that counts. The light range takes priority. Again, I said before, it's not what you eat. It's when you put it in. So when do I allow to eat almonds and citrus fruit from when to when?
In the morning.
Well, I'm not from when to when.
6 to 10.
From midnight to midday.
Midnight to midday.
Thank you.
Any time during that whole spectrum, you can take it.
So how do you want it at spleen time?
Why do you want it at spleen time? For two reasons. And the third reason, it's not necessary. The two reasons you eat at spleen time is to stabilize your pancreas between hypo and hyper. It's not necessary if you take it with almonds any time from 12 midnight to 12 midday, that compensates for it. Because why? The only food that's going to go in with the citrus fruit is what? You okay?
Where's your meal?
What food is going in with your citrus fruit?
In the morning?
The almond.
When is the almond supposed to work? From when to when?
12 to 12.
Good. So what tells you now? Can the spleen argue it?
No, still accept it.
Good. Then you see what you got? When you're talking about the physics and you're talking about the actual time now. So from 12 midnight to 12 day, if you put in citrus fruit with almonds, it makes all the compensations for all the organs within that time range to benefit and they can't regain. Then you have one more advantage over that. Tell me.
Advantage over doing it that way?
At least
you're getting it. You know, you guys surprise me. You pay your money.
Another advantage for what?
Eating it at that time.
Spring time?
Or from 12 midnight to midday.
Okay.
Mm. Give me a legitimate answer.
Well, it's
in the orange.
Very beneficial for lungs and brain in combination.
You could take it with you.
Well,
with
honey,
you
clean your
lungs?
Honeycomb?
Yeah,
because
almonds,
the
only thing
that'll
break down honeycomb.
You know what? You amaze me, man. Give that guy a kinesiological test and see if you can eat it without praying over it.
Yeah.
And a backup system. Okay.
Tell me the
anything you want in that light range.
Without praying over it?
Without
praying over it.
I said praying over it.
Oh, praying over it. Oh, yeah.
As a backup system, that light range, you don't have to pray.
Okay, you're eating.
It's already set up to grow and eat.
Breakfast.
No, you're giving yourself a backup system. You understand a backup?
Yeah, he can eat fish as long as he prays over it. So.
That wasn't the question.
That wasn't the
question.
Yeah.
You
didn't listen, you know.
The question was see if he can eat anything in the morning range, in the morning,
yeah.
When you pray over it.
That's what I asked him.
You said he could eat fish.
Well, anything. I picked anyone random out of it.
Well, that wasn't the question.
That's not the question.
Okay, anyway.
Within that light
range,
as a backup system, if you think you can't use orange and almonds in the morning, there's got to be a specific time, can you use it from 12 midnight to 12 midday with a backup system applying what?
Prayer.
Good. Then prove it.
Okay, can this body use prayer to eat anything it wants to for...
In that light frame.
In that light frame. As hard as you can hold. Yep.
So you have a backup system already made into nature.
Okay, so I can just pray.
Even if you forget to say the prayer, or you do say the prayer, you can't eat your orange and your almond then.
But yesterday you said for only 24 hours.
What are you making up what I'm not telling you? You can eat anything in that light range from 12 midnight to 12 midday. With a backup system of prayer, even though it grows in that light frame and you may forget it, the prayer factor is a compensation for your organs to accept that material coming in. Even you don't realize it, it's that prayer factor is there, that growth factor is there. You got two things in your favor. Does the almond grow on a tree in the morning?
Yep.
Does the citrus fruit grow on a tree in the morning?
Yep.
A prayer is allowable for 24 hours?
Yeah. I can use both.
So then you have a backup system then.
Okay.
When you're sick and die, don't blame nobody, blame yourself. So the mineral is found in one food.
Okay.
Which one food allows you to use it with any other food?
Almond.
Good. And at what time of day can you use it with the almond?
12 to 12.
Good. I'll throw one into milk. I'd like to eat some watermelon and almonds. When can I eat them?
Watermelon.
Day of the full moon.
Just today, not 3 days before, 3 days after.
If you do what?
Congratulations.
Okay,
so
now you're getting your facts together? So don't say that you can't use these things. That's not valid when you know the time. Everything is valid at the right time, and everything is valid as a backup system within the wrong time. So the only time you can do something wrong is the wrong time and no blessing. You can't blame anything, you know the facts, you know when to use these things, there's a lot of physics out there that are going to back you up.
I could also eat almonds and, about watermelon at about 6 o'clock at night in the first 3 days of winter.
Correct.
Another way.
These are the factors you begin to see by knowing when to put the thing in. The chemistry will work because the chemistry provides the three conditions, a host, a monitor, cooperative and non-cooperative guest. But the almond is already preset by nature to have all 12 basic minerals to interact with foods that do not combine with any other foods outside of their own particular type and time frame. An orange don't want to join with another food but a citrus fruit. A melon doesn't want to join with anything but a melon, but yet they will interact with the almond in certain time frames to do exactly what is necessary for the body to do to stay functional. So if you've got the understanding, then you know that you're in control. Otherwise, you're still at the mercy of a belief system.
It's also why the almond works in the pituitary gland, though, because that's the master gland. It would have to have all the minerals to interact with. Even the pine nut wouldn't really have the pituitary effect so much.
Now you understand what you say? No, pine nut goes in a tree. Remember? You have one advantage, the pine nut that no other nut has.
You can eat three times a day.
Ah! What?
Hey, hi there. How are you
not
doing?
Sure.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
I'm not really sure.
Give me a good reason why a pine nut be eaten three times of the day and not bite.
It has to do with the pineal gland.
See, well, it made you up.
Mm-hmm.
So well, it makes up the cell.
Thank you. What other food is like that? But it's not a grain, it's a grass.
Rice?
Good. Now, you got two foods that can be used for two reasons. One is not a grain, it's a grass. It's a self-supporting food for the cell. The cell originated from the pine oil. Therefore, it can be used, what, three times a day?
In any combination, pretty much, except maybe watermelons and things like that. You could add it on your spaghetti in the middle of the day, and you could have it with your tuna fish at night.
But nature also provides one other food. Three times a day.
Clarify better.
Yes, but I'm talking of something that doesn't have to be done anything for it.
Water? Water?
No. That's taken for granted already. This is a food.
Three times a day.
Well, you have to do something to make olive oil, so that doesn't count.
Oh, yes, it's olive oil.
It is, isn't it?
Because that's the lion, the turkey, yes. Why, oil? Well, I hope.
So it is olive oil.
Olive oil, like the pine oil, one is edible through the mouth three times a day, and the other one is edible to wear.
Anyway, right. Except the vagina.
Congratulations. Now, see how Mother Nature's a joker? So she has what? A polarity principle set up with three foods to maintain the structure in a strange, phenomenal way. The minerals that are set up in there. But what we're more concerned is the elements having their basic function as a monitor, a host, or a cooperativeness or non-cooperativeness. So if you eat a prune containing iron in the morning, though iron is a sign to when?
Midday.
And you've already eaten your almonds before you ate the prune, is it going to be more in cooperation because it grew in the morning? Or is it because that is coming in as a guest and it's that time of the day?
It's going to be more in cooperation because it's coming in the morning with an additional factor from the almond.
So the almond guaranteed what? That the iron, no matter how it comes in, will be a what?
Better utilization.
Right. So coming in as a prune, it will have easier absorption, easier elimination than coming in as a tomato. Or coming in as a what? Beet. So any iron that comes in on a tree in the morning, the almond will already do what? Take prior vouching for it. Versus it coming from another source now. Yet to the same token, at a crossover time, would the almond vouch for it?
Yep.
Good, so at 12:15, you can eat the what? The tomato, right? Good. Now, 11:45 in the morning, it could eat the what?
11:45? Actually, that half hour earlier? I thought it was the second, like, from 12:30 to 1:00.
All right, you got 2 12s now. Quarter to 12 in the morning, a.m.
There you could, but not quarter to 12 at night, because you wouldn't vouch for it.
Well, you're going in from night food to morning food.
You could actually go that early.
It's a crossover time.
Okay.
Every quarter of an hour to the hour, you got that crossover.
Okay.
So, if I want to eat now in the morning, something that contains iron, could I have my prune there?
Sure.
Good. I can have my tomato in the morning, right?
Your tree tomato.
So you see the crossover time allows you, because why?
You're, the one
you're leaving the beet period and moving into what? The prune period at midnight, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're leaving the what? The prune period and moving into the tomato period, what? At midday in the morning, right?
11:30 to 12.
So these crossover times are all what? Guaranteed by what? Almond?
Yeah, yep.
It had to be there in the first place to start the whole process, or wouldn't be there.
So your crossover times actually will be handled better by actually applying almonds, at least to the first
time. Now you understand why Mr. Casey was so adamant when he said, eat it because it's the anti-cancer food.
Uh-huh.
He was very adamant in reference to putting it in, but he never said when. His son was the one who said, he always got angry at dad. My son said, when he ate it in the morning, he had no gas. When in the middle of the day, night time, and the dad forced it to eat it, he always get gas. Then we validate the facts. The almond is ideal in the morning, but the almond is also like a what? A scanner for all the 12 basic minerals that allows it to pass through without any what? Interference. It reassures the other foods that come in that they can go through without what? Minimal reaction.
Omnimonitor.
So you're finding out it's not what, but when it goes in, makes the priority. But almond is a guarantee. So if you don't eat it, you know you're leaving yourself what? Vulnerable to what?
Cancer.
Right. To non-corruptive functions of
indigestion.
So if you want to raise your weight or lower your weight, then you do what? With the almonds.
Use the almond formula for weight.
Therefore, it sets the formula for weight, because any weight loss, weight gain, will have to fall within 12 basic minerals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you couldn't pick a better element formation food than almonds to set the process.
That's because the pituitary regulates the weight.
So you know what
they have access to the pituitary.
Look at how smart you got so fast. Now you know why one almond for every 10 pounds of body weight you want to weigh runs the whole show. But that's the physics of it, and that's the timing of it. And you got the facts to work.
What about the quanta, Donna? What, why one almond per 10 pounds? Where's that come in? That's just experimental?
No. In the numerical numbers set up by the process of nature, find a number from 0 to 9 that does not repeat itself. You know of any?
No, I see those 2 1s. How do you mean?
22. 2 is a repetition, the scale of 22. 11 is a repetition. Of 2 1s. Show me a number from 0 to 9 where it doesn't repeat itself.
Zero?
Yeah, it repeats itself as 0. 0 to 9 is all the numbers you have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What's the next number you're going to call it?
1 0.
And you call it what, 10? So you're repeating back exactly where you start over. You call it 11, 1 1. You call it 12, 1, 2, you're repeating yourself again. We don't have, no matter how much we invent computers, we don't have anything going between 0 to 9, right or wrong.
Now, what about the Aztecs? I think
the Aztecs can't even go beyond the, how are you going to make it?
No, they had a 20.
They didn't have a 20. They come back to a repetition again. There's only a binary system. They don't know how to work the trinary system. The trinary system is different. But everything you got is a binary system or a single system. And your computers are all worked with a binary.
They said they were geniuses that had a decimal system or something.
So a decimal doesn't make any difference. It's the thing coming back to you. Can you find a number above 9 that doesn't repeat itself?
In their system, they said there was.
There is no number above 9 that doesn't repeat itself. They're all multiples of the same thing.
Yeah, in 10.
Now you take the highest number you know from what you got from 1 to 10. What's
nine.
The highest number?
9. But isn't that an arbitrary selection? It's interesting how we have fingers.
Well, how do you count them? Is it who give the numbers to become heavy?
Well, it's interesting. Nature dictated that the human being had to always run up a ten.
But even so, nature did whatever nature wanted to do. The highest number you got is what? 9?
Yeah.
Good. Is it in the unit's location? The highest number in the unit's location?
Yeah.
Good. Do you read from left to right or right to left?
We
when you start the
right
units.
Right.
You right to left, right?
What?
Right to left and then
so it's units, tens, hundreds, thousands. Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Good. Now look carefully. You can't set up the units from left and go right. You read out the total from left to right, but you set up your counting where? From right to left.
We may write it that way, but we read it that way.
I said you can't read it as a total from right to left. You read it from left to right. But you have to set it up to count it from what?
Right to left.
Good. Now, since we can't get around that, do you see right brain, left brain interaction only in numbers?
Oh, it's just occurred.
Not in letters.
No, it just occurred as a directional kind of
no,
anything,
sir.
No?
Don't go fool yourself. You cannot do it with letters. You
well,
ain't going to do it with numbers.
That's why.
Let's have inner.
Now, that's wrong, because language and mathematics isn't the same understood.
You cannot do it with the letter of the alphabet, you can do it with the numbers only.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, if you're doing it with the numbers only, you have the same principle set up in the minerals. They either come in to interact with a measuring device, otherwise they won't act, and there's only one food that has all 12 minerals. There aren't any more basic to the body. All the rest are trace minerals. These 12 basic minerals have to be there all the time, or else they bury you. And you learn the hard way by repeating it over and over till you understand it. And the creative intelligence doesn't have mercy or compassion or forgiveness. It only has opportunity. It doesn't know to punish you. So don't go make up things of what it doesn't do and blame it for all kinds of conditions. It gives you freedom to act.
Well, that's why mathematics has a flexibility language and geometry don't have it, and it kind of joins them both.
So you're coming back again. You only have 9 numbers to work with. Do you know of any more? All the rest is repetition, man. Good grief, what's so hard to understand about that?
What about a chemical formula?
What? Why not have a language out of 9?
No, listen to where you're going to go. Find me a number in that chemical formula higher than 9.
So I'm talking about the three-dimensional relationship in a chemical.
So what are you going to say now?
That's a matrix.
It
doesn't have, it's an infinite number.
Find me a number in your formula higher than 9.
Now there's the number.
And that's continually, the games you play with your mind is only how you work or what? Integrate the numbers to play with each other. You can't find any. There ain't any. You can only what? Inform, disinform, or be uninformed with your numbers. There's no way to get around it. You got it. So you play your own mind games with your number. The minerals are there. There are 12 of them. Basic. They're not going to change for nobody. They're set up around the clock. two happen to run the clock from end to end. Congratulations, you're remembering it. It's from 12 or from 9 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. 12 hours on the clock from when to when. From 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. you have two minerals operating within 12 hours. What are the two minerals and what are the time?
Look at the clock.
Manganese and potassium. Those are the two minerals that are operating from when to when. 9 p.m. to 9 a.m., right? That's exactly 12 hours or not?
Look at the clock. Yeah.
Yes!
Between manganese and magnesium.
Vast difference, man. One makes you go to the bathroom, and the other one makes you stand up to your man. Or your woman is in you.
Manganese is what makes you stand up?
Or magnesium.
I thought they had manganese, and that's what made you sedated for females.
Which of the two will make you stand up for yourself? As a male or a female? Manganese or magnesium?
Yeah,
listen to what you're saying. Which of the two minerals will make you stand up for yourself? Manganese or magnesium?
Manganese.
So the manganese will make the man stand up for the man, and manganese will make the woman stand up for the what? The woman in her.
Magnesium will make you attach more because it's...
Now listen carefully what you say, because that's exactly what you drink to yourself out of the crowd. So, when you find people who don't stand up for themselves,
you're saying magnesium.
They're deficient in what?
Well, your spine needs manganese.
Yes, if you're feeling like a somebody to live your life or trying to work like a passenger on your leg, you are suffering from a deficiency of what?
No, manganese. You got scoliosis, lordosis, or kyphosis.
Okay, on the other hand, magnesium is very high in the muscles, and the muscles very much control
what
your bones are going to be.
But it relaxes the muscles.
Well, keeps them from cramping, but a cramping would slow it off down to the bones. You must have to have a balance of the manganese being the structure itself, and the muscles, the function of holding it in place.
The calcium clenches the muscle, the magnesium unclenches it.
Right.
Did you miss the whole book?
Manganese is a magnetic.
Yeah, because calcium can unclench muscles too.
Oh, did you learn that so fast?
Like in
your
own
book, condemn you.
Homeopathic or allopathic.
Don't be too fast to be carried away with your data, because you'll always get fooled into it. Nature doesn't have no 100% anything. She'll pull you out from underneath to show you everything is a 99er. So 99% of the time you're going to act as a man or you're going to act as a woman, 1% you're going to act as a jerk. The opposite, because while you're a sperm ovum, you're not two sperms, you're not two ovums. So therefore, the minerals are set to interact. The Chinese people can call it yin-yang. And when you put the yin and the yang together, you get a yang. You may not want it, though. That's the whole problem. You need yin-yangers. You get hung up in the yang. But that's what we're talking about. You can't make a correct 100% anything. The nature don't do that. So the clock, though it is set from 9 o'clock to 9 a.m. to operate with two basic minerals, manganese and potassium, only within a certain time frame, the two come together as a husband and wife. In another time frame, they separate as two, what? Mm-hmm. Each will go their own way. Mm-hmm. But they're operating within a spectrum of 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And you have the same phenomena going on in you, and when you feel stressed out, and you don't understand why the other person is away, look at the clock and you'll find out pretty fast which element is off. Then you can go take a food, put it in and balance it, because that's the element that has to be balanced back at that particular time frame. And you only got two conditions to throw your health off, or what you call your balance out. Too fast or too slow, right or wrong? You can't go any other way. There's no other way to go because you're dealing with a momentum through time.
Mm-hmm.
And the mineral will get blamed when in actuality it's not the mineral's fault. It's the timing when you put it in. So if you eat a food at the wrong time, the mineral will either be what, a cooperative guest or a non-cooperative guest to cause the problem.
Either at the wrong
time? Yeah, at the wrong time.
Non-cooperative.
So that's what we try to establish. That it can only affect you if it's the wrong time for that mineral to go in. Is that a thing, though?
It's just warehouses.
Huh?
Warehouses, right? Warehouses.
Your warehouse in your body, my friend, is your DNA. And your allied delivery van is your RNA. And it's going from one organ to the other organ on time, otherwise you'll muck up. So, this society runs on the 18-wheelers now. Let those guys go and deliver and see what the heck you do with your telephone. You're calling and yelling at the other end of the line to tell the jerk to deliver the stuff, right or wrong. Now, years ago they used to say the postman has a right to go through first, right? Does he still got a right?
Probably
the UPS man, how do you get there? Nah, the extra dollar you pay for delivery gives them the right to go through for it, so you find out who's running the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Now, you know the minerals they're set up, right? The host, the monitor, and the guest. We have three gases. Hydrogen. What does it do inside of you? Hydrogen generates your desire. You don't have a single thing called desire inside of you if you don't have hydrogen. The moment you take hydrogen, you got desire. Now you can't get rid of hydrogen no matter how you try. Simply because you're 80% what?
H2O.
Hmm? Water.
H2O.
Good. So that's how many hydrogen?
Two.
Oh,
two.
See how you were made to desire that you had made to own?
Does hydrogen generate desire or is it desire?
No. A gas produces a phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
It isn't a phenomenon. It produces a phenomenon. And the phenomenon has to do with the ignition reaction. So hydrogen comes into you, is already inside of you as a liquid, producing this phenomenon called craving or desire in you. You don't have a craving when you're sound asleep. When you went to bed last night, when you were sound asleep, did you know if you're a man or a woman?
Hmm? I was in a meeting.
But when you went to bed last night, didn't you tell yourself you're going to wake up this morning to go here on Diamond Coffee Ship? Right? So that's what the craving is. You're the same hydrogen did it to you. Just about you said last night, you're going to go sleep and you shut your eyes for a few minutes. And you think you are talking.